Well, welcome back. It's been a while.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Austin.
You've got a deadline coming up for a big show, and you are opening a big show of your work.
Yes, so, both.
Well, it's all happening the 5th and the 6th.
Right. I'll tell you about the visual evidence exhibit, which is our regional juried competition. This is the 27th year we've held it. It is open to all artists in the area over 18 years of age, and it's open to all different media, painting, drawing, printmaking, sculpture, photography, jewelry, anything. This year's juror is Shannon Duffy, who is an interim faculty member in the art department at Murray State. She will jury the work via digital entries, so people can send in their digital entries. The deadline is March 5th. They can send that in on a CD, or they can send it via email, either one. There are application forms with all this information on it on our website, which is murrayartguild.org.
There's just only one little restriction about the 2D work. It needs to be ready to hang by wire.
Right. We have the exhibit at the Miller Center, the community center, so that's in accordance with their hanging system. So we have some restrictions according to space. So everything should be prepared and able to hang it by wire.
How long will the exhibit be up once it's chosen?
Well, so that digital entry happens on the 5th, and then we have a couple of weeks for the juror to look at it, and then another couple of weeks after that, and then the exhibit opens on April 18th. That's a Saturday, and that is going to be in conjunction with we're bringing back the community art hop.
Just explain the art hop. It seems like a conga line.
Oh, it could be. it's been an art trolley hop, but the city no longer has a trolley, but we are going to rent buses from Murray Transit, who are going to run a route from Murray State to the Art Guild to the Miller Center. And I also think Jennifer Fairbanks is going to participate. We're still working on that. And so there'll be art openings all over town that night from 6 to 9, and you can ride your bike, you can walk, you can ride in your car, you can ride the bus with Murray Transit and go see different openings throughout the city.
How very metropolitan.
I know. It's quite fun. And I did say city. It's really a town.
It's a city.
Okay.
We'll go with city.
Okay. So it's an art hop. You can, I think there will be, the exhibit at the Art Guild is going to be Cali County High School art students.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. I'm excited about that. Sandy Sasso always does a great job, and that's a fun exhibit. And then the visual evidence will be at the Miller Center. And then the exhibits at Murray State, I think, include the OMAS student exhibit and BFA exhibits. I'll have more information on that as we get closer. But
an evening to remember, and we'll probably talk about it again on Sounds Good. Now, you've also been working with a project that Constance Alexander is leading in the community. It's called The Art of Caregiving, and how did you get involved?
When Constance started working on the project, she was interested in using the arts to bring awareness or focus to elderly folks and their caregivers. And so she reached out to the Art Guild, to Playhouse in the Park, and to different, she has the library, I think Cali County Public Library is working with her too. And it's all through the Murray Hospital Healthcare Foundation. So she reached out to the Art Guild and was interested in doing a visual arts project that would bring awareness to elderly and caregivers. And we talked about it, and she talked about having a photo exhibit. And there were different photographers at the Guild who I thought might be interested. And the more I thought about it, the more I decided that I wanted to do it. Photography in this sense is something that I've always wanted to do, but just have never had the opportunity or allowed myself, whatever. But decided to take that opportunity to do this kind of documentary artwork with a social consciousness edge to it. So
how have you changed as an artist in the process of making these images?
I think as an artist, I finally figured out at 53 what kind of art I want to make. So I started out taking photos in high school, but when I went to college, the college I went to didn't have a photo department, so I started painting. So I've been a painter through two graduate degrees, and then, you know, all of a sudden now I've been able to come back to photography. And so it's been a really great, personally, just a really nice experience for me. and kind of personally get involved in it too, not just the artist aspect of it, but personally I was interested in it too because as the age I am, I'm dealing with family who is aging and a lot of friends who are dealing with their parents who are aging and who are acting as caregivers. And it just seemed like a really great opportunity to use art to explore those needs.
So tell us about the show of your work.
The exhibit will be at the Art Guild with an opening next Friday, that's March 6th. The exhibit consists of 17 black and white photos that I've taken over a period of probably 8-9 months. And I started out just contacting friends that I knew who act as caregivers and asked if I could come spend the day with them at their work. And one thing led to another. One person led to another. Some of the people that I worked with have familial relationships with the people they're caregiving for. Some of them are hired caregivers. And I would spend a day or 2 days just hanging out with them and being a part of their day and documenting that. I wasn't interested in any like heroic ideas of caregiving, but what I was interested in is that just that everyday sense of caring. And at first when I went into it, I thought there would be some opportunity for a sense of dignity in that, and I've changed my ideas a lot. I mean, I'm not sure there's a lot of dignity in aging, but there are a lot of other amazing things. Personal care, joy. There's great sadness, but it's beautiful. So that's a lot happened, you know, in doing that work.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll just look for more from you in this vein of photography.
I'm planning on it. My work for the grant will be finished, but I already know that I want to continue in it. There were some people that I'd contacted about participating that weren't able to at the time for time restraints or whatever. So I'm going to continue to do this work, yeah.
Well, good for you. Again, the opening reception time?
The opening reception, the time is 6 to 8.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, Debbie, it sounds like you've got your hands full, and thank you for taking time for Sounds Good.
Thank you very much for having me.